Hurricane Ike hit the Turks and Caicos Islands just before dawn this morning. The storm has reached Category 4 proportions, with winds blowing at speeds up to 135 miles per hour. Ike appears headed for the Gulf of Mexico, and the governors of Florida and Louisiana are gearing up for a possible hit. James Franklin with the National Hurricane Center spoke to the Associated Press.
Ike is a very dangerous Category 4 hurricane. It's moving through the southeastern Bahamas. It's right now headed for Great Inagua Island. And after that, eastern Cuba is in the path of this very, very dangerous hurricane.
And in Haiti, relief efforts continue almost a week after Tropical Storm Hanna caused extensive flooding on the island. The town of Gonaïves was hardest hit. Much of the city remains underwater. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Gonaïves and filed this report.
The roads in and out of Gonaïves were cut off by landslides and floods. The UN is moving in tons of food, water, and relief supplies, primarily by helicopter. And the basic infrastructure of this city of 300,000 people has been destroyed. At the Rabico Hospital on the eastern edge of Gonaïves, a 7-year-old boy alternates between sobbing and wailing in pain. His father says a cement wall collapsed and broke the boy's hand. Three physicians from Médecins Sans Frontières, four Cuban doctors, and one Haitian are the only trained medical staff in this hospital.
L'hôpital La Providence, dysfonctionnel. L'hôpital de Cassoleil, dysfonctionnel.
Cadet Kerdou, the administrator of this facility, says his is one of only two medical clinics in Gonaïves that are still functioning. And he says he's running out of supplies.
Nous pas gain carburant pile.
We can't get fuel for our generator, he says. We only have enough to last tomorrow and the next day. Gerdou also says they're running low on medicine. Gonaïves was always a poor place in the poorest country in the hemisphere. Now the streets of this impoverished port city are also filled with muddy water, abandoned cars, and every type of debris imaginable. A teddy bear floats by, an old TV set, the bloated corpse of a pig. A week after Tropical Storm Hanna pounded this part of Haiti, residents here slogged through water up to their waists to get back and forth to what's left of their homes. Ibrahim Just is walking against the current with a single glass bottle of water about the size of a large apple juice jug on his shoulder. He says it's the only possession he has left. Tropical Storm Hanna didn't kill me, he says, but now I worry that I'll die of hunger. Several shelters have been set up. Some people are crowded into an elementary school. The local bishop has several hundred people staying on the grounds of his residence. But most people are sleeping on their roofs or out in the open. Just, along with a long line of other residents, was heading to the slopes of an adjacent mountain to spend the night on higher ground. With the outer bands of Hurricane Ike threatening to dump even more water on this waterlogged city, many residents were preparing to sleep out in the open. The fortunate ones have tarps. Many people have nothing. Marie Magdala Joseph is one of 24 people making preparations to sleep on an exposed second-story roof. She points to an open space across the street that's now just a puddle. She says that's where her house used to be. It's a friend who's let us stay here for a few days, she says. The two dozen residents on the roof range in age from 8 months to 75 years. Anger rising in her voice, Joseph says she's not angry. I'm not angry, she says. I'm hungry, and I don't have any clothes or shoes to wear. Joseph says all she can do now is wait on the roof, wait for the water to finally drain out of this city, wait for the government or the UN or somebody to help her rebuild her house. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Gonaïves, Haiti.
And to check out how the online community mobilizes during this hurricane season, check out a posting by NPR's social media guru Andy Carvin at npr.org/soapbox. You're listening to NPR News.